It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Fans are blaming Jennifer Lawrence for Chris Pratt's shock split from Anna Faris after 8 years of marriage.
What did J-Law do?
Well, as the couple confirmed their separation on Facebook on Sunday, fans flocked to social media to blame J-Law. She starred in the 2016 flick Passengers with Chris. One fan wrote on Twitter, "I can't believe Chris Pratt and Anna Faris are splitting up. This is all Jennifer Lawrence's fault." Despite there being no suggestion Jennifer had any involvement in the split. Another wrote, "Jennifer Lawrence broke up Chris Pratt's marriage, LOL." And another said, "Watch Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence be a thing." So if that happens, I will officially be not a fan of J-Law because I love
her. Careful what you say, because I'm a big J. She's my hall pass. So I don't know. Like, what if they do end up together, though?
That would be horrible.
That would be weird. But I could see them, like, let's say they were both single, never married.
Yes, I could see them together.
I could see them together.
Chelsea Handler is being slammed for calling for laws against people who think racism is funny. The comedian tweeted, "Two Chinese guys were arrested in Berlin for making Nazi salutes. Wouldn't it be nice to have laws here for people who think racism is funny?" Many users slammed her for her tweet, calling her hypocritical as she has advocated for free speech. And some pointed out that she herself has made racist jokes in the past. Lorde, Miley Cyrus, and The Weeknd will perform at this year's MTV Video Music Awards. Miley performed at the VMAs in 2013, where she famously twerked on Robin Thicke and surprised released her album with the Flaming Lips in 2015. Other performers include Fifth Harmony, Ed Sheeran, Shawn Mendes, and 30 Seconds to Mars. There's a questionnaire prospective jurors must fill out in a lawsuit filed by former DJ David Mueller, who claims Taylor Swift defamed him by claiming he grabbed her butt during a meet and greet. In the questionnaire, jurors must disclose their level of fanship. For example, they ask, have you listened to Taylor on the radio, watched a Taylor video, read a blog about her, bought a Taylor Swift album, intentionally listened to Taylor Swift through an online service, or gone to a Taylor Swift concert?
I feel like everybody would be ruled out, even if you're not a big fan.
Well, even if you're not a fan, you've definitely listened to Taylor on the
radio.
She's
one of the most known people.
Yeah, she's just played. So, like, yeah. Eminem will release his 9th studio album this fall.
Last year,
Eminem told, "I'm not excited because all of his new albums have sucked."
Stop. You know what? Garbage is over.
They have sucked.
I didn't. You don't have to poo-poo on my excitement.
Eminem told fans he was working on a new album. An exact release date isn't known, but it was reported that Dr. Dre is producing one of the tracks. Eminem's last album was 2013's The Marshall Mathers LP2, and that album sucked.
Alex, seriously, last warning.
I love Eminem.
No, you don't. You know what? The added commentary, because you know I like Eminem. What's next? You going to bring up a Kid Rock story? What else are you going to do?
A woman who is suing Usher for allegedly exposing her to genital herpes has come forward saying Usher cherry-picked her out of a crowd at one of his concerts, got her number, went to her hotel, and had sex with her without disclosing he allegedly had genital herpes. Quantasia Sharpton appeared with celebrity lawyer Lisa Bloom yesterday, saying she was celebrating her 19th birthday at an Usher concert wearing a birthday crown when she was contacted by Usher security. Sharpton says she's negative for herpes but still feels violated. Oh, and she tweeted a week ago that she needed money. So
why, if you were negative for herpes, why would you want to go on there anyways? Like, if somebody,
because she was exposed, she was close to possibly getting it even though she didn't.
I know, but like, legit, like, if like you were, if like some celebrity gave me herpes, I would be like, I'm gonna sue you, like, just because I'd like the money. But if I didn't have it, I wouldn't be telling people.
This girl's full of crap. Full of crap. That is the garbage.
Somebody's jealous.